Fort Niagara has been a lot of things throughout its 300-year history. It was an important military post during the American colonial wars, as it swapped hands between the French, the British, and the U.S., then back to the British, and then once again back to the U.S. It was a training ground for Polish soldiers during World War I, an induction site for the U.S. Army, and even a German POW camp during World War II. Nowadays, it's run by a nonprofit and gets by from admission fees, shop sales, and charitable donations. On Wednesday morning, it was also the birthplace for 20 of the United States' newest citizens, as Old Fort Niagara hosted its first naturalization ceremony in about three decades.
Congratulations, you are now United States citizens.
That's U.S. District Court Judge Michael Romer. He sworn 20 immigrants from 11 different countries, including China, Iran, and Bangladesh. He was pretty excited about it, too.
And it's now time for us to conduct the oath. Are you ready? Oh, come on, you waited a long time for this day. Are you ready? All right.
Robert Emerson, Old Fort Niagara's executive director, was excited too. He says the last naturalization ceremony took place here in the early 90s, but the site is a pretty appropriate venue given its deep roots in American history.
And most recently, we've really seen a lot of visitors from Asia coming to learn the history of the site here. So it is a real crossroads of culture.
The idea to host the ceremony came from Bridget Hersey, a local Girl Scout and Old Fort Niagara volunteer. She helped organize the event between the fort and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services as part of her Girl Scouts Gold Award project.
And I thought that would be a good idea because it's a historical site. They have to learn a lot about U.S. history when they're coming in.
It made for a welcome venue, too. There was the playing of Hail Columbia and Chester, two early contenders for the national anthem. There was even a cannon. Sam Samo was excited to officially be a U.S. citizen. The 29-year-old moved to the U.S. about 5 years ago from his native Iraq. After the ceremony, he wore a red, white, and blue USA hat that some American friends bought for him.
Before, we don't have, a citizen. I have just, a green card. I'm really going to get the green card. It's not a problem, but now I've got a citizen. I feel like, American, This is, a new country.
Samo says he now hopes to bring his parents and siblings to the U.S. Tom Dinky, WBFO News.